This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Power on. Power on.
It's time to take your place on the starting grid and get ready for Racer Radio. Your host, Dave Stahl, about to take you for a white-knuckled lap around the motorsports industry, covering everything from top-notch national drivers and crew chiefs right down to your local kid racers and racetracks. Watch for the apex, because here comes Racer Radio with Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome to Racer Radio. FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment is brought to you by Southwest Point of Sale. You got a little liquor store, grocery store, just a small business that has one or two cashiers. Well, how about going self-checkout? It goes with the price of a cash register, if you can believe that. Southwest will come out, look at your facility, and if it fits, they'll hook you up. Again, they'll give you a complete setup, which will include all the training, all the backup technical support. Give them a call at 800-540-2149. Hey, you got a Mini or a BMW or a Porsche, and you're looking for a dealer alternative? Black Forest Motorsports. Right over there at 8068 Engineer Road in San Diego. Best thing to do is go to blackforestautomotive.com. They will take care of your car as if it was their own. All right, young lady, what have you done?
Well, we have the squabbling Squire brothers. I realize
you're in the middle.
I have to be in between the two.
I'm impressed.
Oh, I just have to let you know, I usually talk to each of them one at a time, not together, and I'm seeing a different side to these two. They have been racing on land and water for decades. Please welcome John and Jimmy Squire.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Doing good. How are you today?
All right. So,
I just found out about the water in the green room.
Oh, yeah?
I had no idea. I'm used to seeing them out in circle track.
Well, what did you guys start first? Now, come on up close to the microphone like you. It's a friend of yours.
All right.
Like it's a popsicle.
Exactly. But you can't lick it. So don't. You'll be electrocuted, right? No, I'm only kidding.
I'll be careful.
So you're going to speak first since you're
He's the elder. We established that already.
Of the two.
I started this first.
There you go.
His arms are crossed, listeners.
Were you born into racing?
Yes.
Okay, so somebody else started this insanity.
My dad was a racer.
My dad, the patriarch of the family.
What year was he running?
He started in go-karts about 1959, 1960.
He's in my era.
Yeah.
I beat him once or twice.
Back in Massachusetts.
I didn't get to go that far.
And I went to the track with him back then. I remembered it. And then
McCullough chainsaw motors, remember?
That's what we had. Yeah. We had the original dart cart.
Oh, did you have a dart?
Dart cart.
You guys are good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, I tell you, dude, I'm back in the McCullough days. That was another story. So then he was into that, and did he move up out of that into some other form?
Well, we moved back to the West Coast with the federal government. He was a fishery biologist.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
And up in Tiburon, he was running the laboratory up there. And he was busy, so there just wasn't much kart racing going on up there, you know, in the in the 60s.
Right.
There wasn't a lot of racing.
Period. Just like there isn't now up there.
But I remember an awesome time. I went to Santa Rosa Fairgrounds indoor midgets.
Those are wild.
That was one of the.
What are they?
BCRA, Bay Cities Racing Association.
Oh, no kidding.
It's one of the oldest midget.
Can you imagine doing this indoors? Your ears just must have been ringing.
You could.
Eyes burning.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah.
It was like a big auditorium. They opened up like each end and had a fan going.
This will work.
And I think maybe a couple of the cars had cages. You know, but the rest of them were just roll bars.
Oh, my Lord.
You know, good old midgets.
And they'd pour Coca-Cola syrup in the corners.
Yes.
For the grip.
That's correct. That's correct. You're absolutely
correct. Haven't heard that.
Now, well, they're always, I don't think they knew how to prepare a track you know, the way we prepare them today.
No.
There's too much science in it today. I mean, people are down taking samples. You know, those guys were just looking for what's going to make it stick. I bet that was a mess to clean off your car.
Yeah.
I imagine.
Yeah.
But our dad started out going to Balboa Stadium watching the midgets in the 40s.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Always really wish I missed the... Well, I'm from Northern California, so we didn't have a whole lot up there. But, yeah, in fact, it was funny. I lived in Davis, California, and the banker and the editor borrowed money from the off-road vehicle fund and built a half-mile go-kart track.
Really?
And go-karts never put money into the off-road vehicle. But they couldn't come take it away. So, yeah, that's crazy. So what are you guys driving? What are you driving?
I'm driving a Lightning Sprint.
Okay.
At Verona.
You fit in that thing?
Oh, yeah. I squeeze. Hey, once you get in it, it's comfortable.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, that's true, too. No moving around.
No.
You don't want to.
Yeah,
Now the seats really become worth what you pay for.
You don't want to, especially if you like land on each other, but that would never happen.
You guys don't race together,
do you?
These two
race each other.
Oh, yes, we do.
You
need to pull up the picture. He showed me a picture. I go, that was last season. I was at that race.
Really?
They ended up on top of each other. I went running back to the pits to see if they were okay.
Well, that
wouldn't
have been the first time, right?
No.
You guys out rustling around in the backyard.
Yeah,
with
me on top again.
So how long have you been? How long have you guys been competitive?
We've been racing cars against each other since 91.
Who paid for what?
Describe for the listeners. What are you looking at, Dave?
Two cars that are relaxed and laying on its side, having a beer.
Which one of you was upside down on the top? Was that you?
That was me.
Okay. That was Jimmy, and John was on the bottom.
Yeah.
How long do you think you were underneath, waiting?
It seemed like forever.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But no issues, no fire, because that's not good.
No, we went back.
I'm saying it's... those cars, I mean...
They were smiling at the end of the night. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, but if they didn't know each other, they probably... Because wouldn't you say, okay, since I got two of you in the same room, I still equate what you do as to ballet on dirt. When you put that many cars together and everybody's slipping and sliding and going high and going low, do you guys have any kind of a sixth sense what the other guys are doing?
Yeah.
So
we've been...
It for so long.
You see what the other car's doing, and it's like,
and you know what to do.
Well counterattack,
To the best of your ability.
Yeah, it is dirt track.
Till all hell breaks loose, and you're hanging in the guardrail. But
things happen.
That's racing.
I don't think I've ever gotten mad at anybody at the races. We're both trying,
trying
to go for the same spot.
Yeah, exactly.
No, two objects cannot occupy the same space.
Have you seen this one go yet? Race?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we
is she a pistol or what?
Yeah. She is.
Yeah. She hasn't had much luck in the last couple of weeks.
Not the best of luck this season, but it's
But the right front just isn't been bent right. She's had to hit it twice now. Now it's going to be perfect.
No,
you'll never hit it again.
No, third time's a charm.
No, I didn't say that.
No,
it's perfect.
Didn't. That just popped in my head.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah, we see each other. We're pretty close to each other in the pits.
I didn't know you guys were pit mates.
Not far.
Far. Yeah.
So who sponsors your car? Sponsor
myself.
Okay, so much for business 101.
No,
now here's where it's going to be better.
We're
the club we belong to is Southwest Lightning Sprints.
Oh, you have a okay, that's pretty cool.
And
wait, does he sponsor your car?
I wish.
I was giving you a shot. Okay, go ahead. So it's and is it local?
Yes.
You need to come down to KUSI sometime to promote your club. Doesn't cost anything.
We'll have to talk to Brent Sexton about it.
John's been
That's
down.
Fine. Oh, you've been down.
Yeah. And
you did look familiar, but it was early in the morning.
Yeah, it was. In 2016, we brought the race cars.
And you haven't been back since? It doesn't cost nothing. It's good to promote because people got to see the faces under the helmets.
Yeah.
Because, you guys don't take them off very often. So people, they're just looking at a purple car, a blue car, a white car, a pink car. Let's take a quick break. Hey, is Dirt Dude on the line? You say that every time I ask you that. And you know what happens? We hang up and guess what he calls. Right here on Racer Radio FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks. Welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment is brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where nobody, absolutely nobody, treats you better than El Cajon Ford. Alert, alert, they no longer own the used car lot over in Santee. I know I've been sending you there, so stop going. A little RV company's going.
Stop listening to me.
Just don't listen to me ever again when I give directions. You know how I get lost. But they still are a great force. In fact, it's really kind of cool, personally. I mean, I kind of like it. I'm not into walking. Because now everything's on the lot where if they say, oh, well, I've got a truck for you, but you got to go to Santee, even though they'll take you. So anyway, everything's on the lot. Everything's sitting there ready to go. You can look at the whole inventory. You can go to their website as well. Go to ElCajonMotors.com.
We got a little info about Barona.
What's going on about Barona?
Well, thank you, Dirt Dude, for offering your time for our squabbling Squire brothers. But before we get back to them, Barona does have a race coming up on August 6th, the next Saturday. There's rumors that there might even be a practice on Friday. I think it was kind of spurred by the fact that a lot of people are coming from out of town for the dwarfs because it's $1,000 minimum to win.
Ooh.
So there are a lot of out-of-towner dwarf drivers that wanted to practice. And so a day or two ago, Barona put out on Facebook, anybody interested? And a lot of people were showing interest. Mm-hmm. So I don't know that officially it's been announced. Are you guys racing this Saturday?
No.
Okay. I guess I could look right here. But on Saturday, August 6th, racing starts at 7 p.m. It'll be dwarfs, $1,000 to win, IMCA stock car street stocks, IMCA sport compact, IMCA sport mods, pure stocks, mini and junior sprints. Mm-hmm. So there is full on
full
racing.
Full compliment.
Yes, but no lightning sprints. Although you have some races that you already know you're going to go to, if that's, check out where they're going to.
All right. Where are you taking
that's
Brittany?
That's what I want him to hear. Okay. No, but check out where they're going to run fast.
On September 17th, we're racing at Paris. It'll be the first time the lightning sprints have been there in like 5 years or more.
On the big track?
Yeah.
See how you got all giggly?
Yeah.
You see how giggly you got?
I got giggly.
We know what to get him for Christmas. Anyway, where else are you going?
Then October 1st, we're back at Barona. And then October 8th, we're out at Mojave. And those are all winged races. Then October 22nd and 23rd, we'll be down at the Imperial Fairgrounds. And that'll be a two-day show of non-wing racing.
Oh, both
this
days
sounds to me
yes.
like a very well-organized group of racers.
Yeah, is this your club that's going to go and do all of that?
Southwest Lightning Sprints.
So you guys kind of put a road show together like they used to do back in the day.
That should be promoted on KUSI.
Which I'm going to do. And you guys would all go, no different than NASCAR. You're basically doing the same thing. But in a little bit of a smaller fashion, you're just an added attraction to the show.
Yeah.
Which is a wonderful thing because, my whole point of this babbling is that if somebody wants to get into this type of racing cars-wise, you couldn't get a better deal than to join your group.
It's a fun group to be with.
Well, it's like going golfing. It's like going hunting. You're going in a group. You go as a race team, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Anybody needs parts, pieces, tires.
Everybody helps
fun.
Everybody.
That part of
did you think
of traveling.
That? Did you think about it that way when you put the club together, or you just put the club together?
Well,
you're all hanging out in the pits anyway, right?
Yeah, and we'd belong to California Lightning Sprints before, but they're basically like the closest race for us to go race with them is Ventura.
Yeah,
closest is five hours away.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah.
So now for us, from Jimmy's house to the racetrack and back home, it might be a 25-mile round trip. So.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
let's all stay at Jimmy's
house. Who's the president?
Brent Sexton.
He's everything.
He's
a driver, secretary,
father. Of drivers that are doing well.
We get to race against him and his kids. Yeah. It's like the last race at Barona was it the 9th of July.
Uh-huh.
Brent won. Grant got second. And that old guy right
Timmy!
There pulled off a third place in the podium.
Nice. Wow. And
snuck in there.
Then I asked Grant, how old are you? And he's all, 17. I'm all, and your dad just turned 50. And I'm all, yeah,
together.
You add your ages together, it doesn't equal Jimmy's age.
Oh, thanks, little brother.
He's looking out for me.
Well, he really is doing a good job of that. You notice that? So, wow, third place, not bad.
Yeah, and that was not out of, like, four drivers. How many were in that event?
We have 14 cars.
Yeah. Nice. Like got to put it in perspective.
13, 14, yeah.
Yeah.
Very nice. Yeah.
How hard to set that kind of a car up? Is it hard to set up? Or is there a lot to it?
Well, sometimes you just got to be lucky and get it right.
Right? On dirt track, for yeah. sure.
It's funny you should say that. She says the same
yeah,
thing
so
to
true.
Me.
Yeah, it's so true. What's your go-to? What is your go-to setup like?
Nope, he's not going to tell you that.
Not the numbers.
Holy mackerel.
Not
you want my
eye,
tire pressures?
Not and the numbers, but like, what do you tick on? Like, do you tick on tire pressure?
Just tell the opposite.
That fine-tuning it with the eye, with the tire pressures.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We each have our little thing we kind of tick on, some more than others.
Right.
I just have my two or three go-to when I see the track, and it's not, I don't change all 20 things, but I just wonder.
Well, you got to do them a little bit at a time anyway, otherwise you confuse
true.
Yourself.
Very true. One thing changes the other.
That's the biggest problem you can get in is making too many changes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then you don't know what you did.
Yeah, you don't know where you started. Yeah. You don't know where you ended up, but you're in the wall.
And then the track changes again.
So you go out to the guy and say,
it gets watered. And,
hey, you in the water truck. Get out of the water truck. I just got this thing figured out.
That's when it's the funnest.
Well, exactly. When I asked you the question, how old do you think you would be if you did not hold you are today?
I think he's at 12.
8 years old is rolling really hard right now. I'm just here to tell you. So how old are you? John.
No, I'm Jim.
You're Jim.
Jim, the old guy.
I wrote it down backwards. So how old are you?
69.
Wow. So that, well, and the point of that statement is, you know, if you feel like you can do it, you can do it.
That's what I keep.
And you took a third.
Myself.
And you took a third place.
Podium finish.
Podium finish.
Hadn't been in a while. And
well,
I was way overdue.
The luck was coming. It just couldn't catch up to you.
That was awesome.
I didn't make many mistakes.
Well, and isn't that the key?
That always helps.
That's awesome. Yeah.
And then, when you drive a good steady race, you know,
and everybody around you behaves.
I'm sure
there's
or
incidents.
Or luck behind you.
There were a couple of close calls,
Still looking for his underwear. It's out there somewhere. Now, when you get scared, first thing to go, you know, especially those little, but then to make you feel good when you make those little tight ones, when you just go by, you too, you know, when you just skim by somebody and you made it, it's like getting a trophy.
Yeah.
So
sometimes you don't.
So how many years?
Right.
You...
Yeah, stay away from those. Those hurt.
Yeah, those hurt a lot. That's for sure.
Yeah.
All right.
Were you in that race, John?
No.
Where he got third?
No.
Because for your sake, Jimmy, I was going to ask how he did, but.
I've got a broken.
You were
motor
still
in my
looking.
Car.
Oh, okay. Right. 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 Yeah. Okay.
If I had a motor, it would have been different.
No. Oh, listeners,
that's a big lie, right?
You did not see his look. The listeners missed the priceless look.
Yeah, that was so
those
true.
Those eyes. Ooh, that's why I'm between them.
I'm thinking, what are we talking about here?
So, okay, if we could go back to something I mentioned in the intro. Dave, I didn't know this until I met him downstairs. Jimmy was in the water, too.
Really?
Many years.
How many? What size boats?
Started off a 280 class hydro.
Is that the one where you kneel or sit?
Sit. Yeah, I had 265 Chevy sitting right in back of it.
It was old conventional.
Ah, look at that. Out there at the bay.
He's smiling really big, listeners.
Oh, well, hey.
We made that thing go faster than it ever had
been
before.
He's 18 right now.
And you have never experienced anything like it on any other form of racing, correct? Running on water versus dirt, asphalt.
Oh,
There's nothing like it.
It's incredible.
Yeah, so, it's change your life. It'll change your life.
What? If Ann's listening, cover your ears right now. Tell the listeners what your wife saw for the first time.
Oh.
When you were racing.
Probably him going upside down.
think it That's was correct. A barrel roll or something.
Yeah, they call it a blow.
Why does that have to happen with your friends or family?
Or just side roll it?
I was going in the turn. Propeller shaft thrust bolts snapped and front end lifted, and I was in a long, it was a 22 foot long dragonfly style, not the normal hydro with the very wide
sponsons.
This was wide sponsons, they were very narrow. And I just turned like a corkscrew, barrel rolled. Stuffed it in. And
yeah, but you had all that safety equipment, the air tanks.
This is free air.
I'm only joking because all you had was what, eighth inch plywood and some paint?
That's right. And
isn't it crazy?
Luckily, I got out of it with injuries. But
did you?
Yeah.
And so did you quit?
No.
What'd you do?
He went.
You got a faster boat, right?
My dad bought a bigger, faster boat.
No kidding. Yeah. Well, you know what? I guess we could blame this all on your dad, right?
Yeah.
He seemed to have the bug.
Oh yeah.
Yes, he did. We had our eye on a bigger boat anyway.
Yeah.
And
you gave him a good reason.
This was a setback.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tore up my right knee ligaments, 2.5 ligaments, busted my left leg, and so I was in a hip cast and a leg cast at the same time.
That sounds fun.
Scariest part was the propeller. It was a brand new life jacket, new rule. It had to be Kevlar, non-terrible. And the propeller, he had 6 walks from the propeller across his life jacket through all the flotation device and started to fray the inside lining.
No kidding. I hope you have that vest someplace on a wall.
No, they confiscated it.
Oh, what? Did they really?
Yeah, because it was supposed to be non-terrible. And
Yeah. Well, if I was the maker... I think it'd been gone so fast. You probably have still been in it. All right, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Racial Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome to Racial Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, this segment's brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway. Let me tell you, man, you haven't lived till you've been to Paris Auto Speedway. Go to parisautospeedway.com. Take a look at the schedule, the amenities. I mean, it is awesome. And John's Automotive Auto Repair, located right there on University Avenue. Actually, it's the import shop. Check him out at johnssandiegoautorepair.com. All right. We got a special guest on the line from Paris Auto Speedway. And that'd be Mike Schweitzer. Hey, Mike, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing great. Right. Talking about racing.
You got a couple guys in here, John and Jimmy Squire. They say they might know.
They know
you.
Wink.
We knew Wink.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they know.
We raced against him for years.
Yeah. So they're all, you know, reminiscing.
They got excited when they saw. Yeah.
Let's get right to the meat and potatoes. I hear you are doing something I've been wanting to do forever, and I'm glad you're doing it, and I don't have to. But you're putting a podcast together for racers.
Yeah, so I had something kind of happen in my life that kind of changed my life in a big way. I started having a vision problem.
Uh-oh.
And I was worried about, you know, I knew my family would be with me throughout it.
Sure.
Worried about my job, what I was going to do for a living, and then racing. I've been racing, you know, almost all my life, whether it's with some sort of open wheel or trials, motorcycles or whatever. So very competitive. And so a good friend of mine, Bill Mell, which I've worked with in the oil and gas industry, he has since become a real estate agent. And one day I just happened to go by his office and he has this awesome studio and nothing like I've ever seen before. And he said, come on in and let's do a podcast. And I said, well, what are you doing? He said, well, you know, his son has, went on to be a police officer and raise a family, and but I've known Bill Mell for a long time, and he's one of the 41 car sponsors. So when he tried to get me to come in and do it, I was really reluctant. And as things progressed, I said, you know, I'm kind of entertaining it. We talked a little bit. He said, well, come on in, let's do it on the oil and gas industry. And I said, hey, man, no way. the way things are right now, I'm staying away from that one.
I don't even tell anybody where I work.
Oh, man, yeah. So, yeah, and I mean, that was kind of a tough one because, I mean, I love what I did, and I miss it. But so I was kind of looking for something to do, and not knowing how much longer I was going to be able to do the racing, I wanted to be able to do something to kind of still give back. So I talked with Bill, and we said, hey, we kind of agreed, let's try a couple on the racing. So we've done four of them with eight drivers.
So what do you think? What do you think? And I'm only saying this because I've been doing radio almost 30 years, and I didn't start until I was 50. Okay.
Yeah.
No, not quite 30 years. I'm getting a little old there. Yeah. But seriously, if there's anything I can do to help you any way, shape, or form, you know how to get a hold of me. I mean, or Scott will give you my contact info. Because I'll tell you, I do 6 hours of radio every Sunday. And that's how much I love it. And I got a feeling you're probably pretty hooked on it yourself.
Yeah. You know, I listen to your show quite a bit. I listen to Jason Berg's Track Talk out of Mankota.
Yeah.
I listen to all the announcers very closely, like mm-hmm. Scott and everyone. And when we did the first couple, you know, I knew right off the bat, I thought, oh, man, I made a mistake. Next time I won't do that.
Right.
But it's not as easy as you think to do that. But, man, we've had some great interviews. You know, we've had David Gasper and Grant Sexton and Scott Canyon Crowder and we had one from the Midwest, which was very, very cool. Mike Larrison, I mean, he's been around the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, you know, in the Indy Light. And now he's racing mini sprints. But I just want to be able to do something to kind of keep myself busy and mm-hmm. kind of give back a little bit more to the sport, you know, because, I mean, there's a bunch of characters in them lightning sprints.
You think?
There's a lot of young talent.
So I'm going to give you two little pieces
young
of advice.
Young talent and old talent.
So I'm going to give you two little pieces of advice. I don't know if Brittany does this or not, but one, never re-listen to your show once it's on the air.
Guilty.
And I know, once it's on the air and out there. Why? Because if you're that passionate about it, you'll beat yourself to death and say, I'll never do that again. I'll never do that again. Wait to see if people call up and say, hey, man, great show. Or even if your co-host says, great show. That's all you need. Number two, what was number two? I can't remember number two. Number one is really, really important. Never listen.
I listen because some of the times I want to laugh.
Well,
again.
You listen because it's
Marty
entertainment.
Smith was hilarious. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Hey, I understand you owe AJ Bender's car.
Yes.
I do.
Thank
I've known AJ and the Bender family for a number of years and a great, great group of racers and great family, and AJ's been a very good fit for us for I think we're going on our fifth year now with AJ.
He's such a great kid. never stop smiling.
Yeah,
I'm
he's
telling
a good
you.
Guy good family supports yeah. like you said a yeah. good family. How do yeah. we hear these podcasts
yeah.
sorry to go back to that, how does one access them?
Yeah, what's the name of the show
right now? We're trying to get 10 of them under our belt.
Okay.
All right.
Then we're going to start kicking them out. We were on a pretty good track to have them done pretty quick. And then we had some, between the both of us, me and Bill both, we both had some things that came up. And we missed a couple of weeks where we weren't able mm-hmm. To do them. But, you know, it's kind of tough. So, you know, trying to keep everybody in the loop. You know, you got the guys in the Midwest, you know, are a three-hour difference. You know, so I try to get them on first because we have to do it in the evening. And then I try to get a West Coast guy, and I've had Derek Homewood on, and I try to stay on the West Coast for the later interview. But, man, they've all been very good. I mean, there isn't any of them that haven't been good. You know, we've had I had one that was we kind of deemed it President's Day, even though it wasn't. But we had the two presidents, John Robertson from the CLS, and we had Greg Dennett from BCRA on the same night. So it was pretty cool. And you know, it's really strange to talk to all them because some of them, like John and Greg, they're very much alike in some ways. They're very systematic. And when you start talking to these people, it's kind of like you see some similarities in some of these racers, you know, like the older guys and the younger guys. And there's a lot of similarities in there.
Without a doubt. Do you have product interviews, you know, with people that make certain maybe components for the vehicles you're speaking of? You know, maybe have somebody come on from Hoosier and explain to them how much longer it's going to be before you get tires. You know,
I mean, they might not want to talk about that right now.
But you know, in a way, they might.
Mum's the word.
And I don't know if you're monetizing it, but you know, those are the kinds of people that if they like what they hear, they could throw a few dollars at you guys just to make it worth your while. Because trust me,
I see where you're going with this, Dave.
Trust me, I do this six 6 hours on a Sunday, so I know what it means when it comes to prep. So you got to make sure you get compensated a little bit, not a lot, but a little bit. But I think if you do it, and the cool thing about what you do, your podcast could go as long as you like. See, I'm constricted by a radio station.
Yeah, commercial breaks.
Yeah, so and yours, you can take your advertisers and actually roll them into the show. So yeah, right. I'm really excited, you know, to hear this once it comes out, and Scott will definitely throw a
I'm a happy
blurb
for
out.
You too.
Yeah, me
just,
too.
Because I know, like during COVID and the shutdown, none of us could race.
Right.
Just talking about racing and meeting racers, that really helped me, Dave. You know, doing this with you, it was almost therapeutic. It was fun, and
well, we have too much.
Who doesn't like talking about racing?
Yeah. So I don't want to get back into the medical aspect, but what's the prognosis? I mean, is this just something that? If you've caught a virus and eventually you'll get your vision back or no?
No, it's so working in the oil and gas industry, I worked in the rig department for a local independent, one of the largest in California. I mean, a great company. And so I started having trouble with my vision, and I thought, man, it was about the time we started having all the fires back in September. And I thought, man, it's just, I need some rest, and then things started getting worse, and then I started noticing when the darker it got, I started getting flashes in both eyes.
Yeah.
And at night, it's like sometimes it's like arc welding.
No kidding.
Goodness.
Wow. Yeah. So it makes it kind of tough trying to work on that race car. I get very frustrated.
Yeah. And, I would think.
I throw down the wrench and walk in the house, and I. Fold laundry, you know.
Yeah, fold laundry. Yeah, I know.
Well, that's good.
Our hearts and prayers stick with you, brother. If there's ever anything we could do to help, you know, from a media standpoint, getting the word out, maybe, you know, I don't know what it
is. This is a smart move, though, staying and racing. It's just a
different
angle.
Just stick with it because you'll do fine. And I already told AJ he needs to come back down to San Diego.
AJ.
And if you ever want to just, you know, get up early.
I thought he was Ramona.
I know, but where are you? Where are you at?
Mike.
Me up in Bakersfield.
What?
See? Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I'm like 15 minutes from the Bakersfield Speedway.
Oh, AJ.
See?
AJ.
AJ Bender.
Bender.
Oh, I don't know.
He lives in Ramona.
Yeah. Ramona. That's why I said it.
Yeah.
Nothing I love better than twisting Brittany. She just went around in her chair 12 times. She's a school teacher. What do you expect? See, she wants everything in order, you know.
Yes, nice and neat.
Right
tidy.
Now, she's been smacking the two brothers on side to side.
And hasn't slept for 6 days.
Who hasn't slept for 6 days, and she can't reach me.
I'm still excited. I'm still happy for Mike.
Yeah. So, again, what's the name of the podcast?
Oh, yeah. We have a name?
So, it's Behind the Wheel, .us. And so we've got some help that's going to be helping us to get them all lined up.
Yeah, archive them and get them on all.
You know, Peter Starr just started the podcast.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's easy to do. I mean, you just invest in some equipment.
Yeah, just if you had questions on that, because he just rolled that out like a year or two ago.
Well, and the cool thing about it, once you get these, because I'm smart by getting 10, get 10 in the can. You know, then that way you've got a buffer.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah, and Bill, I mean, he's, so him and his son started doing these, you know, and they did, I think, 8 of them or so. And it was like child experiences from where Bill grew up at, you know, the time that he was as a kid, and then where his son, now the differences. And then, you know, things just kind of turned around, you know, and life changes, so... I got the opportunity to do it with Bill, and Bill's very good at it, and looking forward to pumping out, you know, quite a few more, and we're going to do as many as we can until, either there's not an interest for it anymore or you know, something of that nature. But it's been pretty fun so far. You know, we
just have fun with it. That's the main thing. All right, we're going to have to go. Oh, I remember that other piece of advice.
Oh.
Be yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Never try to be anybody else. Because I did the same thing you did. I went to a lot of radio stations, sat in on people that I've listened to on radio, you know, in my car, never said a word, just sat there and listened. And one of the guys, and I got up to leave, says, piece of advice, just be yourself. And they'll accept you for that. Because if you try to be somebody other than that, they're going to catch you. All right. Well, you're going to have to call us back when you get it up and running, and we'll put the big blast out to all the motorsports folks in Southern Cal.
All righty. Thank you guys very much. I really appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Take care. Hey, we're going to have to take a little break right now. This is Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks. Welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio. FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
That's the 37 rolling over.
Yes. It's talking Ducatis.
Yes, indeed. Ooh, ducks?
Yes.
All right. Well, this segment is brought to you by Certified Car Clinic. If you've got a vehicle that needs to go to the desert, go to the track, or just go down the street, my boys over at Certified Car Clinic can take care of all those issues and throw it on a dyno and prove it.
Father dear, I'm showing the picture of you sitting with your Valentino Rossi helmet on, reading the Valentino Rossi book.
And,
showing our guests.
Crew chief, that is a gift from Racer Radio to you. You're
very
more than welcome to sleep with it now. It's
you can
perfect.
Drool on it.
You could drool on it. I'll break your arm if you do. Always have lots of napkins and coasters. So who are your two guests that
we
won't
have
go away?
The Squabbling Squire Brothers.
Why do you call them that?
I never known them to bicker.
Well, do you guys, is that a title or she just
gave
it to you?
No, I just gave it to him. Sorry. The Squire Brothers.
You know it's going to be on the side of the race car come Saturday. She's going to sneak somebody down there and put a vinyl on the side of it.
We have some Fast and Furious Lightning Sprint right now. That's currently what they're racing. I had a guest, a listener actually ask, how fast do you think you'll go when you race at Paris?
They say we do about 110, 115 at the end of the straightaway.
Oh, my gosh.
Then you turn.
Yeah, hopefully. Oh, my gosh. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's a rush.
That's awesome.
Have you ever done it?
Paris, he's asking.
Oh, yeah. The first time I drove a lightning sprint, I'd raced 600 modified midgets. So
you're just being all flippy floppy because you've done it. What about some of these poor people that haven't? Ooh.
They'll figure it out. Come and do it, and they'll have that big grin.
And you'll tell them how to gear it, because if you don't gear it right.
Oh, yeah. You got to make sure you gear your car right so you don't blow it up. The straightaways are long, and the turns are kind of tight, but it's a real, you know.
There's always hookup at that track, isn't there?
Oh, yeah.
It looks like it from the stands.
Yeah, the surface is really good, and we get to run with the USAC CRA sprint cars, and I guess they're having the IMCA modifieds too.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good show.
So when has it ever been a bad track? I don't think I've ever, in all the years we've been doing this, have I had one person say, man, that was a terrible track. Those guys work so hard on that track. And I mean, the promoter, I mean, he loves to get out there. And
I mean,
it's almost like a science, wouldn't you think?
I mean, the first time I drove there was in, I think, 2000.
2000? Wow, that's a way.
Yeah, I've been driving lightning sprints for 21 years. Jimmy's been driving for like 25.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Roughly. Yeah.
So you guys just start. Wow, you've been running that long, huh? In this area, or did you ever go out of town?
Oh, we used to go to Bakersfield, where Mike Spencer's, their family owns that track.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Do you have a favorite track or favorite type of track?
I mean, my heart is at Verona.
Oh, good answer. Yeah. Good answer.
No, it's just the
wing, non-wing. What do you prefer? Whoa, it got quiet. This is radio.
Jimmy's thinking about it.
Whatever they say, we got to run.
Okay,
I'll run it.
Wow, that's diplomatic right. Drivers. Well,
I like them both.
But
I was going to say, they're so
for different reasons.
They're so different, which it could allow you to like them both.
That's right.
Because one's with a wing and one's
with a wing. If my motors were down a little on horsepower, I'd take the wings off.
Right.
But yeah. It's fun.
Yeah, I'll bet.
It is.
No, it's, yeah.
You're driving with your foot.
Yeah.
You throttle.
Yeah, you're like a dwarf driver.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys don't have a choice.
You're lighter. What's your chassis need to weigh? What's the minimum weight?
We have to weigh 950 pounds after the race with the driver.
With the driver?
Yeah.
Whoa, we're 1,000 without. Oh, wow, they are little. Like, wow. I mean, lightning sprints. Wow.
So they sound like they might be a tad quicker than your car?
With the wings, they are. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, with the wings, they definitely are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they're little just, I mean, it's amazing how fast
they're 200 pounds lighter.
Yeah.
Yeah. And 200.
100 and something.
And if you know anything about motorsports, an ounce is a killer. 200 pounds is the gorilla in the room, let me tell you.
Well, you know, there's another way. I
Oh, be slim?
Be smaller. Yeah. I have that. Yeah. Darren Brown and I have that advantage.
Well, I like to brag. There was a time that I had to duct tape ankle weights so I could get in the 200-mile group or 200-pound group of the kids that were chubby in a go-kart race.
So how old were you? When was this?
I was 38.
Oh, wow.
But I was thin. You know, I was really thin. So I would literally duct tape, and I remember going around. This is Imago up here off of the 76, going down the straightaway. I made a left turn. This weight comes shooting out of my pant leg and caught the official in the shin.
No.
That was not a good experience. Not a good experience. But the little kids need one more driver.
A 30-year-old man with weights taped around his ankle. Wow.
I mean, I'm not trying to be nasty, but they needed another little 200-pounder. And they didn't have one, and so I wasn't 200, so I went into the bathroom. And
I'm having flashbacks of watching Goonies. I'm sorry. It's not even related, but I'm seeing Goonies go through my head right now.
Wasn't that a cool track, though, Imago?
I never got
Is this asphalt?
Oh, you never got to? Did
no.
you? No.
Never.
No.
Are we talking asphalt?
Yeah, that's right. Yes. You guys are dirt guys.
Well, back then we were probably at the water. And
Yeah.
Don't forget.
Did you ever go to the slick track at Marshall Scotty's?
No.
That's where we went from the boats and learned how to drive. I remember Jimmy went there one time for his kid's birthday, and he's all, oh, you won't even make it around the track once. You'll get stuck on the inside of the rail. And I'm like, yeah, right. Me and my friend went there, and first thing we did was get stuck on the rail. And we got, I mean, it was great because they'd wax the track and buff it with the floor thing and put cornmeal out on
it. They did.
They were trying to crash you.
Oh, no. It was great. You learn how to drive.
Yeah, I guess.
You're the first person that has told me that story. Because I used to try to promote them, you know, when they first opened up. And I never, I mean, heck, they weren't able to stay around long enough to get promoted.
Is this right off the 8, the south of the 8?
Yeah. Remember where the little electric bumper car thing is? It's right up above it.
I never went there, but I saw it. Oh, I always saw it.
We ended up having organized races on Sunday.
That's awesome.
Sunday mornings.
You go qualify during the week. And
that's hilarious.
I mean, I got big old trophy, bigger trophies than I've ever won.
These are adults? As adults, you did this?
And we had to carry weight. We had to weigh 180 pounds.
Yeah.
Like you.
You probably figured out a better way to do it than I did.
Well, they fit the cars looked like little wedge modifieds at the time. Okay. And, you know, you just drop the weight in there, you know.
Wow. Did you run out there too?
Yeah.
Oh,
yes, sir.
Oh, that's
And so did Dad.
Yeah.
So did Dad.
Really?
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. I knew nothing about putting the
cornmeal
or buffing the track.
Oh, yeah. Do that on Friday afternoons.
Well, I thought it was an odd looking track, you know, from when I drove. I thought, well, it's really like a bowl. But that had to be a hoot. Wonder where those old cars went.
I don't know.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one in your front room?
Yeah, I got pictures. Memories.
I'd put it in my front room.
I'd want to make a seat out of it. Yeah, that's what I want to do with my parents' saddles. They already know. Eventually.
Oh, yeah?
Build them to me. I'm going to make seats out of saddles.
Well, when you get done driving 37, you turn it into a simulator.
I'll probably keep my my seat and make a rocking chair out of it.
Why don't you make a simulator?
Darren Brent, just so you know, Darren Brent. He will be making I'm going to commission him to do that.
Oh, to make you a rocker?
A rocker out of no one else is going to be able to sit in it.
I sit in a Recaro racing seat that a San Diego judge sat in for 25 years. And that thing is still just as perfect as anything. I love it.
Nice.
So what's your next race?
Next race for us will be September 17th at Paris.
Okay, so you're going to be
a big one. Yeah. Over 100 miles an hour.
Yeah.
With wings.
Yeah, with wings.
Yes. Yeah, with wings. Are you ready?
You're both racing?
Yeah.
Do you have your motor yet?
Are you guys doing water anymore? Or are you off the water?
Off the water. They closed down the Mission Bay.
To your size boats?
Back in 89, 90.
Wow.
They still have the the hydrofair.
Yeah, I know all that.
But that's coming up. The 4 or 5 days of racing.
Remember when they used to have that? I used to go down there. I had it with my radio show. Yeah, flat bob drag racing. No, it was a festival. I mean, it was a happening yesterday.
That September 17th and 18th, I think, is that Bay Fair. Just so you know, Rick had just sent those dates to me.
Yes,
for our listeners.
I'm definitely gonna send you down there again. I'm sure you'll want to know that.
Fun.
What is that?
Why is there barking?
Did I hear a dog?
I'm hearing a dog bark.
I hear a dog.
That's Action Jackson's dog.
Oh, Jackson's dog.
Oh, my.
They're a co-host for next 2 hours. I haven't slept for 6 days because I'm fostering a dog that doesn't bark, and now I'm hearing barking in my ears.
Yeah, you and me both. I'm sitting there going. Yeah.
It was real.
That was
it
weird.
It was real. Yeah, we all got it.
Okay. Wow. Sorry, right. Listeners.
Yeah, sorry about
We're
that.
We're not tripping. We're just hearing a dog.
It was fun having you in. I'm sure we'll have you back.
Thank you.
It was great. Seeing you.
My pleasure.
I'm glad you came. They were a little reluctant at first, and I knew
it work?
Fun.
It works.
And that's an hour. That was an hour. If you ever can find
ready for more.
Hey, if you ever can find anybody that'll sponsor you, we'll have them come in. You must have a crew. Say a shout out to the crew.
The reason I don't have a sponsor is that my dad grew up, he just didn't want to be beholden to anybody.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He said, I want to be able to go race
wherever I want, and you can't tell me nothing.
That was my dad.
What a way to end Racer Radio right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.